Dr. Ken Kronhaus, medical expert for the Doug Steffen Good Day program, trained in lots of different areas of medicine, practicing cardiologist, has worked his way around the country and worked his way through the radio into the minds and hearts of lots of people. As a matter of fact, he is a spokesperson for the American Heart Association, so that's not bad. Credibility he has, interest he has, intelligence he has. He always loves it when I do this, but I feel that he does have all of these things.
I'll just sit back and listen.
Good faith, I tell you what he's about so that you can feel comfortable calling 888-553-7536. Those of you who listen with regularity, tell your friends about what goes on here because you know it's a safe and open environment. A lot of things that he may not want to talk about, I'm happy to.
and vice versa.
That's right. Exactly. Heart and health and mind and body and all of those things go together. So let's work hard to help you out. You have to take the first step, though, by dialing in the toll-free fashion in which you are used to, 888-553-7536. The passing of Betty Ford, Gerald Ford's wife. One of the, I get a little bit philosophical when I think about Gerald Ford. He was in a situation that he never really desired to be in, but he said yes to it because he was one of the few, in my opinion, really good public servants. And he knew how to strike a deal. He makes these last two guys that are president look like, even though he did something that Americans, because the news media played it the way they did, even then, back in the 70s, the news media were the bad guys. But when he didn't get reelected and Jimmy Carter got elected, there was a lot of conversation about a lot of things that went the way they did. But I think that Gerry Ford set a standard, and those of you who are cynical about it, you can be cynical. It's not healthy to be cynical in any way, shape, or form, but cynicism does prevail because of Richard Nixon, and Jimmy Carter used that. And afterwards, Jimmy Carter and Gerry Ford became the best of friends. They made an example out of the triviality of politics. In other words, one guy was identified with one party, the other guy was identified with the other party, and yet at the end of the day, it was like Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill.
Let's talk about Betty Ford.
Oh, hold on a second. I want to talk to Gerry Ford and Betty Ford, if I may. The kind of man that he was sort of predicated the kind of woman that she was. And I think that's what she was, not a perfect being, and everybody knew it. And I think that was the hallmark, Ken.
I think her frankness. I think she was a true woman of the 70s.
Yeah.
She was really comfortable talking about breast cancer. And prior to that, it was just a hidden thing. Women suffered quietly. And she gave permission to the American public to talk about this outwardly, openly. I was an undergraduate at the University of Rochester during this time. And then I was starting medical school at the University of Pennsylvania when she really got to the forefront of public notoriety. And as an early medical student, it was an exciting time for me to have a woman. We knew there was a revolution going on in the culture of America during that time. She very honestly talked about her challenges with being addicted to alcohol and prescription drugs. These are problems that so many people face, and to have a woman of this ilk, if you will, to have these common problems made a lot of us very easy to able to talk about these to ourselves, our families, our friends, and our physicians. And I think she revolutionized American culture.
Well, there was discussion about breast cancer, discussion about alcoholism and abuse, discussion about having plastic surgery. She was the first woman of note, I think, I remember having plastic surgery on her face.
Well, to talk about it openly.
Yeah, right. That's what I mean. Yeah, to talk about it. So she brought a lot, and I'm looking. Her kids think that she probably smoked marijuana. She was somebody who was kind of real. And so somebody describing her as a beacon of hope for addicts, inspiration for a lot of women and families. So anyway, her passing at 93, is there a medical story? Yeah, there are a couple of different medical stories here, I think. But it's worth notes, worth taking a
minute. She had some secretive surgery back in 2007, which really never became public. Interestingly, such an open public figure late in life decided not to talk about her last surgery, and they have yet to announce the cause of her death. But at 93, to go through what she did, a remarkable woman.
Yeah. So that's worth a moment or two of our time and yours as well. 888-553-7536. Here's Nation in Lake Havasu. Nathan, okay. It would be better if I could see that, Michael, and read it. Anyway, Nathan, go ahead. You're on with Dr. Ken.
Hi, Dr. Ken. I was wondering, what is a good bipolar medicine? We've been through everything with my wife, and I just can't get the right medicine for her. What would you recommend?
Well, sometimes, Nathan, if you've been through a lot of medications, you have to take a step back and question whether you have the right diagnosis. What's your understanding of what bipolar is, and how are we sure that your wife actually has the right diagnosis?
Well, she goes to Mojave Mental Health out here in Lake Havasu, and
yes,
they gave her a diagnosis of a bipolar since she was a little girl and a couple other psychiatric stuff, and we can't get the right medicine. She's on this one shot that they gave her.
If she has bipolar, and this used to be called manic depressive people.
She has all that.
Right. These are people who are at one point are as low as can be. They're suicidal, and then at other times they're a super person, Superman or Superwoman. You know, they can jump off the building and save lives and do wonderful things, and they just become manic, and they go from one to the other. And it's not, you know, most of us normal people are what we call cyclothymic. You know, we have our highs and our lows, but manic depression, bipolar, have the extremes at both ends, and that's the big difference. And if she's had this since she's been a little girl, I imagine at some point in her life she's been tried on lithium.
Yeah, well, she was on lithium, and the thing is she overdosed on lithium. They gave her some lithium, and then she overdosed, and then they sent her up to Las Vegas and whatnot, but she can't be on lithium anymore. That was working real good. And then there was this one other one, I don't know the name of it, but she was on it, and then that was working, but it blew off her her white blood cells, so it messed it all up.
Nathan, there's a long list of medications that are useful, and it would be hard for me in the brief time we have to really prescribe a specific drug for her. And there's lithium, there are anticonvulsants, antidepressants, antipsychotics, and benzodiazepines. There's a whole long list of different families of medicines. My advice to you is, you know, maybe go over to the University of Arizona, ask who the specialist in bipolar is there, and get a caring doctor who will not only prescribe but talk to her. And this doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If she had a lithium toxic blood level, why can't they adjust it? You can do lithium levels. Why can't they get this right? And I'm not asking you to answer that, Nathan, but I think she needs to step up in the specialization of the care she's getting, people who are more experienced with dealing with bipolar.
I've talked to these doctors out here. I mean, I think the medical perspective is these guys don't know what they're doing. They're not trained right.
And right, Nathan,
I've gone through all the management and everybody. So
Take her to the
University of Arizona, right?
That would be an ideal. And ask in the Department of Psychiatry who is the expert there with bipolar, and call me back if you don't have a solution. I bet you don't need to call me.
888-553-7536. You don't have to call us about this product. One of the things that Dr. Ken and I are very interested in, as you've heard us over the years talk about the essentials of probiotics and how you need to, you know what an antibiotic is, but do you really know why you need to have a probiotic? Here's Dr. Ken to sort of explain what probiotics do and why you need them so much.
you should not fear, but wrap your arms around these healthy bacteria, your gut, your intestines. In order to function properly, they need the building blocks that are helped absorb by these healthy bacteria. If you don't have a continuous inflow of these healthy bacteria, your gut won't function properly. You'll have horrible indigestion, all of these terrible symptoms of a digestive system not working properly. And in addition, much of your immune system, probably at least two-thirds of it, resides in your gut. And in order for the immune system to be working properly, your gut has to be absorbing and functioning properly. If you don't have these healthy bacteria, you also won't have an immune system that works properly, and you'll be susceptible to all these bugs and foreign bodies that are out there. So one of my new discoveries is this very high-quality Natron's Healthy Trinity. This is truly the best in class, the highest quality probiotic you can find.
And Ken and I take Healthy Trinity every single day. Charlotte, my dog, is on Natron's Healthy Trinity, the dog application. So if you suffer with the occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, gas, and constipation that so many people have, give the folks at Natron's Healthy Trinity a chance. They've put together the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you do not feel that you have a happy, healthier tummy within 90 days, Natron will give you back your money, all of it, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free 14-day supply also with your order when you call 888-9-NATREN. That's 888-9-N-A-T-R-E-N for the free 14-day supply. It's natron.com on the web, or 888-962-8736.
Bullfrog sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to mom and marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem. If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Improving economic conditions and a pent-up demand for travel are moving Americans to spend more on summer travel in 2011 than they did in 2010. This is according to a survey by global travel assistance company Mondial Assistance USA and its Access America brand of travel insurance. Nearly one half of Americans say they're confident they'll take a summer vacation this year, up 12% from last year and up 29% from 2009. Daniel DeRazzo of Access America has more.
Not only are more Americans intending to go on vacation this summer, but those that are anticipate spending more this year. The average family intends to spend about $200 more this year than they did last year. Also, events of the last year, including tornadoes, dramatic weather, tsunamis, and civil unrest, have made it more likely that people will purchase travel insurance this year.
Among those who are confident they'll take a vacation this year, the majority said that high gas prices are their biggest concern. In all, the survey showed that Americans plan to spend $16 billion more this year on summer vacations than in 2010. I'm Patrick Davis.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now 23 after the hour. Good day weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with me, Doug Steffen, at 888-553-7536. Dialed up by Ron, who's in Johnson City, Tennessee. How may we be of service to you, sir?
Good morning, Doug. Dr. Ken.
Hi, Ron.
I'm calling on behalf of my daughter. She's 28 years old, and right before her period, she has either extremely severe mood changes or she had this last time migraine headaches, and her hands were numb. I mean, she even had a nosebleed. One side of her mouth, I thought she was having a stroke. Took her to first assist, and they gave her some medicine that put more oxygen in her bloodstream.
Ron, was this the first time she's had a migraine headache?
No, it's not. She's had them before.
Okay, well, this, unfortunately, is not unusual. One of the many triggers of migraine headaches is changes in a woman's hormonal levels, and they can be triggered by having a period or by taking estrogen-like compounds. Is she on birth control? I hope not. With pills, that is?
Yes, she is.
Okay, but there we go.
Doctor put her on those.
Okay. But she was put on birth control pills?
Yes.
But she's still having periods?
Yes, she's still having periods.
So she bleeds. So she does have bleeding. Okay. What I would do is she needs to talk yesterday to the doctor who prescribed the estrogen, because it sounds to me like this is not a good thing for her, or it needs to be reduced in dose, or something else needs to be given. This is not unusual. And the next step is to talk to the OBGYN doctor, who I assume is the one who prescribed the birth control pills.
Yes, she is.
And
she has a doctor's appointment. I needed to find some things. She needs to get a list of things to ask, you know, when she goes.
Okay, I would just let them know what happened. This is fairly straightforward to someone who's familiar with the complication of estrogen replacement. And I would also make sure she exercises regularly, make sure that she gets enough rest, all of these things. Lifestyle changes can help to lower the occurrence of these migraine headaches. Resting and relax help, but I don't think until she gets a substitute for the hormone, for taking the birth control pills, are we going to get a solution here.
Okay, is there any herbal supplement she could take or try or anything?
Well, you know, I would want to get rid of the problem. There are some alternative medical treatments for migraine headaches, acupuncture, biofeedback, manual therapy, and there are some herbs and vitamins and minerals that maybe help, the B vitamins, coenzyme Q10, but again, maybe magnesium. These are big maybes. There's an obvious problem here. She should not be on birth control pills.
Okay,
she's having migraine headaches.
I'm making some notes on this, Dr. King.
And if she doesn't believe you, have her call me, and I would be shocked if her OBGYN doctor doesn't come up with an alternative birth control method.
There you go. Something to think about. Good father. 888-553-7536, the medical breakthrough of the week, a transplant using stem cell-coated artificial windpipe. This sounds rather, this is unique, but also very, very, very focused, is it not?
This is a true breakthrough that's going to help people who have cancer of the windpipe have to not wait for a suitable donor to get their surgery. This is amazing. This is an international team of surgeons, Doug. They've successfully carried out the world's first transplant of a synthetic windpipe. This was done at the Karolinska University Hospital. This is in Stockholm, Sweden. It was a 36-year-old man. He was suffering from late-stage tracheal cancer. You know, don't smoke. He received a new trachea. That's what we call the windpipe, from a synthetic scaffold, and it was covered with his own stem cells so we don't get into any problems with embryonic cells and this regenerative medical procedure. Doug, it could revolutionize the field of trachea transplants, making them more available because, again, you don't have to wait for a suitable donor organ.
All right. So that, how common is this, by the way? How common is the problem?
It's not a huge problem, but it does occur.
Yeah. So the reason I asked that is because usually medical research that's funded like this would ease a problem that many people have because there's money to be made.
But it's also the whole area. This is going to trigger other areas of the body that we can now replace. And this is turning people into the $6 million man and woman.
Yeah. So that's some, I guess we'd consider that good news.
It's amazing news.
The news, speaking of that, the Good Day Health Newsletter comes out every week. And I wonder what we are focused on. I know I was talking to you yesterday as you were editing this. What's the focus? Why would people want to sign up for the Good Day Health Newsletter if they haven't already done so?
Because either ourselves or we know somebody, the epidemic of America, obesity, this is the latest information in the medical journals in the past couple of months, how to deal with obesity.
And losing weight, as we all know, and keeping it off can be two different things. So Ken addresses that. If you're concerned about your weight and you haven't yet signed up for the Good Day Health Newsletter, may I invite you to do so? Go to drkenshow.com and look at Ken's picture. Or you go to gooddaydougstephan.com and you can find Ken's picture in the co-host box. Click on that. Put your email address in the box. Very simple to do. And every week you'll get the Good Day Health Newsletter. It's free and it's very helpful. Half past the hour with Dr. Ken on Good Day.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good news, the medical good news of the week, a big important part of our discussions here. 888-553-7536. You're welcome in to join the discussion with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Good Day program. He's here with us every weekday. We have our daily dose. The archives are to be heard. You can go to DougStephan.com or DrKenShow.com. We have a listen box. You'll see archives. It's all very easy to follow if you go to either of our websites. Dr. Ken is also available for consultation as an eminent cardiologist. A lot of people from around the world are happy to go see him, and he's happy to see you. So if you ever want to be in touch with his office, he's a real doctor, boys and girls, and has a real practice and a real roof over its head and real people to take care of you. It's 800 Lake Cardio. That's how you find him at his practice in Florida, 800 Lake Cardio. Speaking of his practice, I'm interested in a lot of heart stories this week, including one that is pretty interesting. This painkillers that you take may raise the risk that you have for heart flutter. Is that the same as palpitations? The bag of worms? You always love talking about the bag of worms.
Exactly. The painkillers that people commonly put in their mouth for arthritis, whatever pain, even for fever, these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, the Motrins, the Aleves of the world, there's many of them, and they're often used to treat pain, inflammation, fever. The news this week from the British Medical Journal is that, Doug, yes, they do increase the risk of atrial fibrillation, that what I talk about, the bag of worms at the top of the heart. And the concern about atrial fibrillation is that it does increase the risk of stroke, heart failure, and death.
So all the more reason for people who are in pain to take advantage, if you will, or to heed the message that you have and I have for everybody to get a free sample of Salon Pause. If you go to DrKenShow.com, click on the Salon Pause button, you'll be able to get this patch, try it out. If you're in pain, instead of taking those pills that you're probably not going to tolerate anyway, and for the reasons that Ken just suggested, you might want to go down to your local Walgreens or wherever you buy drugs and vitamins, whatever it is, and get a 5-count box of Salon Pause. But if not, and you want to try this thing just to see if it works, we're happy to be the conduit for that information. There are two powerful medicines that work, and this is why the thing lasts for 12 hours, Ken, right?
Great point, Doug, about trying to avoid the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs if you can, because, yes, it has methyl salicylate and menthol, and it's a patch. It's put right at the site of the pain. It comes in two varieties, one for arthritis, one for pain, and it's the first and only, yes, FDA-approved over-the-counter patch, and it's good for mild to moderate pain. I would recommend trying this first. If it works, great. You can avoid taking a pill, making it go through the body, irritating the stomach or the intestines. If it doesn't work, then you may need something stronger, but that's the way you have to always approach pain.
So if you have some pain, and maybe you're a weightlifter, maybe you're an exercise buff, maybe you just yesterday, I guess I'm a little of all of those things. Yesterday I jumped off of one of my trucks on the farm and kind of wrenched my back out a little bit, and then it was compounded by moving some cows around and getting jammed up against a fence. So it was, lower back, perfect place for that Salon Pause patch. It's pain relief, not in a bottle. Recommended by lots of doctors like Dr. Ken.
I can't keep these samples long enough in my office. They just keep going quickly, and the feedback from the patients is they love it. And just remember, use one at a time. A couple of my patients love them so much, they put two on, and you don't want to do that.
No. So for that free sample, go to drkenshow.com. Salon Pause. Nothing else has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Need to use it as directed, and that's what Ken just suggested there. You use one at a time, please. Speaking about hearts and stuff, let's go through some of the other heart information. Very important this week. By the way, again, the toll-free number is 888-553-7536. Don't wait till the last minute, because that always proves unsuccessful for dozens of callers who are interested. This is the most vacationed week. More people are on vacation this week than any other time of the year. Been pretty good cooperative around the country. Hot, hazy weather, which is good for the beach and that sort of thing. And the people sometimes who exert themselves too much during their vacation. There are a lot of people who go out and then are sort of confronted by something, especially women who may not know, as men are presented more easily. I don't know what better way to put this, Ken. Heart disease with men seems to be more easily detected, or the victim knows better or knows something's going on. With women, that doesn't seem to be the case, according to this study that's out this week.
This is just amazing. I bet that most people listening don't realize that 1 in 30 American women will get breast cancer. It's a horrible statistic. But 1 in 3 American women will get heart disease. And breast cancer gets all the information, all the news. And also, another amazing statistic to me is that, you know, you think it's just a guy's problem. Every year since 1984, Doug, more women than men have died of heart disease, and 50% of all women never, ever experience chest discomfort.
Wow. Why is that?
Well, women have much smaller blood vessels that supply the blood to the heart. Most women have problems with microvessels. This is something that I'm actually very interested in. I've published in this area. These are the tiny little blood vessels that go into the thickness of the heart. Men can have this problem, but it's much more common in women. Their blood vessels are smaller. These small little tiny microvessels become a problem. Men have more of a problem in the big trunk vessels that sit on top of the heart. And also the symptoms are so different. Women get fatigue, shortness of breath, indigestion, jaw or throat discomfort, or arm pain. They usually don't get chest discomfort, whereas a guy usually gets that pressure, the elephant sitting on the chest.
All right. And that is something that you can't imagine what it feels like unless you actually go through it, right? Hard to describe the feeling.
It's hard to describe, but women, if you have unexplained fatigue, unexplained shortness of breath, or these vague symptoms in the jaw, the throat, make sure you think about the heart, especially if you have a family history or blood pressure, cholesterol, blood glucose is up, or obese, you're not getting enough activity, poor diet or smoke, please get checked out.
888-553-7536. Here's this atrial fibrillation trial being halted. Is this related to the trial that was halted a few weeks ago?
This is just more brand new news. This is a drug called Moltac. Drone-derone is the scientific name. This was a drug that was released to be treating bursts of atrial fibrillation. There's two types. One when you're always in it and you're never in normal rhythm. The other where you just have these bursts of it and you automatically on your own go back to regular rhythm. This drug was released originally, Doug, for the kind that was not persistent. The non-permanent atrial fibrillation, they were doing a big trial to see if it also was affected in permanent atrial fibrillation, but the trial was abruptly stopped because there was a lot of other heart-related issues caused by this drug. My own opinion is that this drug is going to go to the bottom of the heap and only be used when there are no other options.
So
if you're on this drug, don't stop it. Call your doctors. Talk to them about it. But don't stop it on your own.
What's the name of the drug again?
It's called Moltac. M as in Mary, U-L-T-A-Q. Funny-sounding name.
Have you ever prescribed it?
A few times, but I have stopped because a few months ago there was a report about liver problems, and I have not been using it since then.
So let us inside your world for a few minutes. When you cardiology, a specialty, it isn't, as you've suggested, one size fits all. There are so many different things that we go through these all the time in discussing the problems that people may have, what to look out for, whether it's you looking at the studies, you talking about your practice, you talking to people who call us here at 888-553-7536 that may have heart problems. How do you know when you look at these people what to give them or how to help them? Because heart problems, there are a myriad of heart problems, and because everybody's chemistry is different, everybody's different, that's got to be a challenge. Take us into your world and tell us how it is that you decide to prescribe or to do whatever it is to help a person when he or she comes to see you with a cardiology problem.
Well, it's a great question, Doug, and this is why a little bit of knowledge often can make you very dangerous to yourself. Because unless you have a lot of experience, you don't know the risk of doing something versus the risk of not doing something. And every little drug that we put in our mouth, any pill or capsule, has a tiny little bit of poison, but hopefully a lot of benefit. And this is where, through experience, through education, in your area, you know the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it. You asked me before, have I prescribed Moltac? I, as most people, are a little hesitant with the newer drugs because many of these drugs take a long time before we really learn about their adverse effects, their bad effects. There's a life cycle of all drugs. So most of us sit back a little bit, watch and see and wait. And I use this drug twice in patients who had failed four to five other choices and were not getting relief. They were not candidates for an invasive procedure to deal with this, and their lifestyles were horrible. So the risk of not doing it was bad, and so the risk, I was willing to take a little bit of risk to do it.
Yeah. So in the circumstance where you would prescribe various things, do you see people, depending on how bad they are, when they come to you every day, every week, once a month? How do you decide how often to see a patient?
Well, it depends how active their problems are. If they just need some peace of mind and we've determined that they don't have any active issues, they have symptoms that are not related to my area, then they're going to be seeing somebody else. I also help with a lot of people with prevention, dealing with risk factors for circulation issues. On the other hand, I have some very complex, very ill people who need my help on a regular basis. A lot of it is determined by how active and how severe their current medical problems are.
Mm. And one of your problems, if you're a heart patient, if you've been smoking and you've tried to get off because everybody says, get off, stop smoking, there's a concern this week about Pfizer's quit smoking drug.
Yeah, this is a sad outcome, but Chantix, which seemed to be, in my experience and in the medical literature, the most effective drug at helping people get off of cigarettes, it appears that we reported about 3 or 4 weeks ago that it increased the risk of the second heart attack. But the news this week is, unfortunately, even in people who've had no other heart issues before, this is out of the Canadian Medical Association Journal this week, that it raises the risk of future heart issues. And I think that Chantix, again, is going to be put to the bottom of the rung and only be used in some very, very small issues where people are at their wits' end and are willing to take a little bit of risk. But I'm certainly not going to be using Chantix much anymore.
So would you say to people who are on it, get off it?
Well, it's not used for a long period of time. It's usually used for 12 weeks and then another 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I would definitely, with this report, if you're taking it, you know, talk to your doctor. You'd want to go over your own risk profile for having a heart issue and determine whether it's the right drug for you.
Every once in a while, we get off onto tangents where there is a thread of information, and thus the story this week of Ken talking about what would go on in his practice and all of these things that relate to your heart, because it is the number one killer, the number one problem, the number one thing. And turning that around, you have an opportunity to, if the problem exists as much as it does, then you have the number one opportunity to fix problems. With the problem comes an opportunity to fix it. And that's why there's so much work being done in this area. But the easiest way to fix the problem for many people is to stop eating as much as you do and eating the right things.
Probably 80% of heart disease, the number one killer. And if you add up all the other illnesses, they don't even come close in, aggregated to what heart disease will do. But probably 80% of heart disease can be prevented by lifestyle. Getting down to ideal body weight, watching your numbers, your blood sugar, your cholesterol, your weight, your blood pressure. And as you're talking, eating a healthy diet.
And lest you think all the news about the heart is bad or ugly, that's not the case. Ken has found a couple of things this week that are kind of good when it comes to you and your heart health care. We'll talk about those in a moment. At 888-553-7536, you can reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Weekend program.
I'm in the I need cordless cutting shears to finish this vent work business.
At Granger, we know what business you're in.
I'm in the if you can help my business, then you'll get my business business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The thing about hemorrhoids is, they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. DEET-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, come join me, 1-888-55, Dr. Ken, 1-888-55, DRKN. We do have some lines open. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all of your questions. Trained medical scientist, trained internist, trained cardiologist, questions about yourself, your spouse, your kids, your parents, 1-888-55, DRKN. I promise I won't embarrass you. The lines won't last, I promise, so get them right now.
Ready?
ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
The disorders, we can talk about them. The help for people who have problems, we can talk about them. Whatever it is that becomes in the heart, maybe our we have our last week it was what nighttime eating syndrome. We have themes that we get into because somebody will have a problem and start a sort of a it's like following things on Facebook, trending topics, the things that people are interested in. So help yourself. We're happy to help you because that's why we're here. Steve is in Appleton, Wisconsin, on the air now at 54 past the hour with Dr. Ken. Hi, Steve.
Morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Steve.
Lately, and I'd say within the last 2 weeks, after I've been sitting or lying down for any amount of time, when I stand up, I get terribly lightheaded. And I walk a few steps, and I start getting all woozy again. I just stop, and I bend over, kind of put my head between my knees, and go a little bit further. I have to do the same thing. Now, yesterday, I went out on my front porch to get the mail, and while I was getting the mail, there was a real rush of lightheadedness. Everything went black, and I blacked out and fell to the porch.
Wow.
And I'm wondering what the cause might be on that.
Steve, let me understand. Does this lightheadedness and dizziness only occur when you change position from lying to sitting or sitting to standing?
Sitting to standing.
So, it only occurs with changes in position, correct?
Yes.
Okay. This is called orthostatic hypotension. You know, it's got a big name. It's due to a number of things. What happens is when you change your position, if everything's working properly, you won't drop your blood pressure. But if it's not, you will. And you're feeling the drop in blood pressure because your body's not regulating it properly. It can be due to dehydration. I don't know if you've had any fevers, vomiting, or you're not drinking enough. You know, if you're a neighbor of mine here in Florida, it's easy to get dehydrated this time of year. And to feel these symptoms. I have had a number of people in my office this week exactly complaining about what you are complaining of. And the common thread here in Central Florida is dehydration. Although it's not the only cause. Heart problems can cause this. diabetes, and there are also some nervous system disorders that can cause this, some sort of Parkinson's-like syndrome. We call this Scheidegger syndrome, can cause this. So I would get this checked out. What they'll do is they'll check your blood pressure lying, sitting, and standing, and then make sure you're not dehydrated, and then hopefully check out your heart and make sure it's working properly and check your blood sugar.
I've just recently had all of that checked out, and they did find me to be pre-hypertensive and put me on a prescription called clonidine.
Clonidine?
Yeah, clonidine.
All right. Well, this...
At 0.1 milligrams.
Uh-huh.
And I get about anywhere from 40 to 60 ounces of water a day.
Okay. Well, did these feelings begin after starting the clonidine?
No.
They were going on beforehand. Steve?
Yeah.
So you were having these dizziness and lightheadedness before you started the clonidine?
Yes, they were starting to happen prior to.
Okay. How aggressively did they check out your heart? Did you get a stress test or a CTA of the coronaries?
No.
All right, you need that, and I hope they check your blood sugar. And if all that is fine, then you need to see the neurologist. I hope they check your blood pressure in various positions.
Just on the bicep with a cuff.
They didn't have you lie down, sit, and stand?
Yes.
Okay, good. If they didn't, I would have told you to get another opinion. But you need to get a referral to a cardiologist. I hope they'll do that for you.
Yeah, yeah. Since I've started the blood pressure medicine, my blood pressure has gone down to 125 over 64.
But you're still, Steve, you're still having symptoms. The next step is to see a cardiologist. If that doesn't solve it, then you need to see a neurologist, a brain doctor, okay?
There you go. Advice from Dr. Ken. It's here, and it's free, along with a call. 888-553-7536. And for those of you holding on, help yourself. For those of you who want to call, you got another hour. The doctor is in, and he's not making house calls. You call from your house to our house. 888-553-7536. Don't forget the blog at drkenshow.com in the upper right-hand corner of his website, drkenshow.com, dougstefan.com.